on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Tuesday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Pakenham on the synthetic all-weather track today. It's a bit of a dreary old day, but one man who's going to find some sunshine for us is Warren Huntley, who'll be tipping winners galore at Pakenham. How are you, Waz?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
What do you make of the Pakenham card today?
Yeah, look, I don't mind it. And as you said, cold conditions, a bit bleak weather, and at least with a synthetic track, we know we're safe. And when you're talking to Mick Price about the track conditions, Sale being a good four, had a look at the Bureau Meteorology app. 45 to 70 mil of rain forecast for Sale tomorrow. I don't know if I've seen that much as a forecast range for rain for the course of a day. So that's that would be create some issues if we got anywhere near the 45 to 70 mil at Sale. And we're on a good four to start with there as your reference, but we're already on a heavy eight at Ballarat for Thursday's meeting, and there's about 15 mil of rain due every day between now and then. So we're certainly on weather watch for the turf meetings, I think, for the next 2 days.
How do you think Sale could cope with that type of rain?
I don't know any track that had coped with 45 mil on the day, yeah. Michael, and it just depends when it falls and if that forecast is accurate. But that's Armageddon type stuff, you know, 70 mil in a day. So I don't think many tracks would cope with that, even the really high draining metropolitan tracks. I doubt they'd cope with that. I'm just, you know, obviously it's just a forecast at this stage, but that's significant rainfall.
Well, let's hope it misses the majority of that, because we don't want our Wednesday meeting to be abandoned, especially when we're in lockdown and we're looking forward to every single meeting every single day. And I know Charlotte Littlefield's got one horse in who is an absolute mutter at Sale tomorrow. So Charlotte wouldn't mind some rain, but certainly wants the meeting to go ahead. She joins us this morning. How are you, Charlotte?
I'm good. Well, I'd say I'm good, but I'm looking at this weather in the car. Thankfully, I'm talking to you because I don't want to head back out there. I think that's the coldest and wettest I've been in a while this morning at track work. Not pleasant.
Yeah, it's a dreary old week. Just on Prince Albie tomorrow, it'd be a good chance on a heavy track.
Yeah, we've been crying out for a heavy track, and Sale got cancelled last time we were due to run there, and got sent over to Pakenham, and unfortunately the distance was amended, so that sort of stuffed up plans a little bit, and I can sort of sense the same thing happening again possibly, which isn't great. So we had a look at the weather forecast, and it suggests that the weather's coming later in the day, so we're very, very hopeful that we can get our race run and done before that rain really hits.
Absolutely, and we'll wait to see if Racing Victoria takes any measures later in the week, especially with the Ballarat meeting as well. But there's no chance of it getting called off today in the all-weather, which is good news, and you've got two runners at the local deck. What can you tell us about Dark and Twisted, the first starter in race number two?
A great name, isn't it?
Yeah, very apt today.
Yeah, suits the day well, but she's a nice filly that I've always liked. I do all of her work myself. She's very big, immature and raw still. She's a Leith filly that Lisa McMaster actually bred over at Briarwood, and the half-brother won the Singapore Gold Cup, the Group 1, so she's got some nice bloodlines, but I think today will just be an assessment. We contemplated going to the trials again. She just finds the heavy going a little bit too much for her at this stage, and I think just a start on the synthetic, more consistent going will just bring her along nicely, and then potentially we'll give her a break after today's run. So, look, we're expecting her to run a nice race, but I think she's more a place bet today.
All right, that's on debut in race two, and then you've got Yankee Lou, who has done a great job for all the connections with Grand Syndicate, won over $100,000 and has been a horse that's been pretty consistent. How do you think Yankee Lou will go today?
Well, Yankee Lou went into his first up run off no trial. He had a let up, which he loves going into the races fresh. And look, he just probably didn't quite let down as much as I'd hoped, and maybe just peaked a little bit towards the end of last run. So I expect that to have brought him on really nicely. And look, I'm really hopeful he'll run a super race today. I think everything suits. The only slight negative, there was fast speed. There's been a couple of scratchings, so speed is only moderate on the maps. We ideally wanted a fast speed so we can just camp off and come around and then storm home late. But having ridden on that track this morning, had a gallop, It's got a bit more sort of bounce in it now. It doesn't seem to be as hard as it was last week. So I'm hopeful that it might just slow them down a fraction today.
Do you feel the difference usually in this synthetic track, that it can change from week to week?
Well, I'm no expert on these tracks, and I don't want to get myself into hot water here, but certainly last week when I was working on it, I could hear every footstep. And it did feel quite hard underfoot. Still a great surface, and that we gallop all of ours on that surface because it's such a long, big, sweeping track, and it's a great surface for them. But today, having a gallop on it, they did change their action a little bit, and I felt it was a little bit more forgiving today. Obviously, the rain just really helps. The moisture in that track just brings out the best in it, I reckon.
I see you've got Merle the Pearl and a few others entered for Sandown on Saturday. Is that the plan to head there?
Merle the Pearl was going to run tomorrow at Ballarat, but Thursday at Ballarat, but we've decided to save her for a turf meet and probably run her next week. Saturday would just probably come up a bit strong for her. So probably go next week to Sandown instead, midweek at this stage. And we'll see if we get many more runs out of her. We were sort of hoping to get a nice three-year-old race into her over the 2,000, but you know, with her, she's a three-year-old. It's going to be much better next time in, so we'll probably save her and give her a nice break after her next start.
The stable seems to be going well. Who's your best of the week, do you think? Have you got a winner?
Well, I think Yankee Lou will go pretty close. I think today's bet would be a wise one to go place into a place for a little multi. I think that might create a little bit of interest and get something back to the punters. But for the rest of the week, if it's a heavy track and we can get to sail tomorrow, Prince Albie's going really well. And, certainly gunned down on Saturday. He doesn't look much on form, but he is improving each time. He just needs to strike a wet track and that horse will improve leaps and bounds.
Well, I think the way the weather's looking, we'll be certain to be on a wet deck at Sandown on Saturday as well. So best of luck for the week, Charlotte.
Thanks a lot. Speak soon.
Charlotte Littlefield joining us there. All right, Warren, let's have a look at the first at Pakenham. And it jumps at 1 o'clock today. It's a maiden over 1,600 metres. And Henry Dwight, he was pretty matter of fact, hell of a deal. Should be going pretty close. Drop in class, $2.40 favourite. Expects it to run well. And it is a clear-cut favourite. Well, there's money for Jens, $3.30. Vintage Diesel's at $6 as well. So how do you kick off the Pakenham meeting?
Yeah, I think she's a deserved favourite, hell of a deal. Michael, first up run was okay behind Foxy Frida. We know that form line's good. And then a little solid half behind back last starting what was a strong maiden, 1,400 metres at Sandown. Go back further, you can find some confrontational form lines there. Michael, I think it's a good race for hell of a deal, up to 1,600 metres, and just looks the right race for her to break through. Jens looks the danger. I thought she was a little bit below her best last start, but maybe that race didn't stack up that well for her. And I think that form holds up well also. They look the two key winnings hopes, 8 ahead of 9. 6 Vintage Diesel gets the blinkers on and worked home okay over a shorter trip last start. And 4 Keep Your Distance has been only modest in the runs this preparation, but nice and fit now. Another one that gets the blinkers on could improve. 8, 9, 6, 4.
Yesterday as well, you gave a good push for the first winner, and you also gave a good push for Zimmerway, which ended up winning at around about $10 as well. So I hope you have a little in the pocket for today to play as well, Warren. How'd you fare yesterday?
Yeah, well, Snappy Magnus was my value, and it got out to about $6, and it won. It was, I think if the favourite won the last, it would have been an even better day, but I had a very minimalist quaddy. I think we got the quaddy for $27, and it paid $580. So the return there was okay, and certainly the short price favourite, Full Probe, in the first was a painless watch.
Absolutely. All right, Warren's on fire. Race two, he's very keen on the favourite in the first. In the second, we can take out 2 and 3. Liberalised is the $3 favourite, Halvoya at $4.20, and then we're down to $5.50 for Silvedge and Barney's Blaze at $6.50. Who do you like here?
I'm with Liberalised, but certainly needs to get that win on the board, but he's continuing to race well. I don't know if he's had any real excuses in his last couple, but relatively quick backup here could be a good sign, hardened bit for Liberalised ahead of 8, Halvoya. She can be a little bit slowly away, get herself on the back foot, closely related to Halvorsen and raced in similar connections. She's got talent, but if she can begin cleanly, that would put her in a better position. Selvedge just jumped out nicely to resume. Second racing prep might have improved during a break, and recent jump out here on the synthetic track was encouraging and didn't have the blinkers on there that go on race day. And 11, Tideva, was working through the line nicely under some light pressure in a jump out at Cranbourne recently. Probably going to get better over further, but do like the way that she moved through the line. I think it's a good race for Liberal Eyes to break through, but don't want to take too short a quote. 4, 8, 10, 11.
4, 8, 10, and 11 in the second race. Number 3, a maiden over 1,400. Take out 12. Sudan is the favourite here from the Moody Stable at $2.80. Land of the Brave, $3.60. Shock Zone, $5.50. And Billy B at $9.50. Troy Corson's was on this morning. Land of the Brave, this is what he had to say.
Look, he's good. It's and it's a very, very winnable race. I think that he's drawn a bit awkwardly, but I reckon if we can beat Moose's horse, he can win.
There you go. Pretty matter of fact there. Beat Moose's horse and they win. Are they the two to fight it out in your mind?
I think you summed it up, Michael, very well. Really the key runner of the race, and probably one of the key runners of the day, number 9, Sudan. The trials and runs in New Zealand have all been on rain-affected ground, but last start he went forward, he set a solid tempo, he might have been in inferior ground, and he still battled on really well at the end of the race to only be beaten by a horse out wide in the middle of the track. He hasn't gone around at short odds in those runs. He's been well into double figures in his two runs to date, but crossing over to the Moody Stable, the last run in New Zealand was less than a month ago. No trial or jump out, but Wayne probably didn't need that with the trip over here and would have seen the synthetic Drake, no doubt, with Peter Moody during track work. The traditional nose roll goes on with Sudan here, 9 ahead of 4, Land of the Brave, who's had that gap between runs, as Troy outlined earlier this morning, and nose roll on and the winkers off. I thought a jump out down the back straight at Geelong recently was encouraging, so there's been glimpses of talent there, and he looks the main danger. 8, Shock Zone, fitter for one run for the Snowden stable down here, and Billy B was okay last start, maybe the step up in distances in Billy's favour, but I do think Sudan's the key runner, and there has been some market support, which is a positive. 9, 4, 8, 1.
9, 4, 8, and 1 in the third event at Pakenham today. Race number 4 is the Benchmark 58, over 2,200 metres. Take out 3 and 11. She's a Sniper is the $3 favourite. Benny Allen, Mashinka at $4.80. Uniquely $6. Grand Quilt $6.50. We had Philip Stokes on a little earlier, and he was pretty buoyant about She's a Sniper.
Yeah, it looks well placed. First time at the trip, but her work on the synthetic's been good. She's raced on the synthetic, so she'll relax as long as she can run the trip out. She's definitely got to be a chance.
All right. What do you make of She's a Sniper today?
She's in the mix, Michael. In what I thought was an even race on early markets, there's been a move for Mashinka in a half a point or so this morning. And I can understand that. Mashinka was rising in distance last start the way She's a Sniper does today. But now on the relatively quick backup, I thought Mashinka, who made an early move there, actually battled on really well to be just outbombed by Mr. Jubes. I thought that was a terrific run, had the run of the distance range now and on a relatively quick backup. I'm with 10 ahead of 4. She's a Sniper who looks like this trip will suit. Gets the blinkers on for the rising distance first start, but you trust Philip Stokes to get those gear changes right. Blazing Lace comes through some pretty solid form lines. 2 starts ago was just beaten by Namakwa, and we've seen that form hold up at Flemington and then was solid again with another run in the similar distance range behind Careday, who just was too strong last start. 2, Sir Edwin Lancier. He's mixing flat racing with jumps racing, but he's most recent flat form's good enough to be competitive here, and his jumps form's okay, and he's had a hurdle school to keep him up to the mark in between his last 2 runs. I'm with 10 each way, ahead of 4, 9 and 2.
All right, 10 each way, ahead of 4, 9 and 2 in the fourth at Pakenham. Quick break, we'll come back with the Quaddy Leagues.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
And that is now 7 wins in a row at the Bathurst track for Warwick Farm trainer Bjorn Borg. Tony's Reward takes out race number 2, trained by Bjorn Borger, trained by Bjorn Baker and ridden by Greg Ryan.
Good to see Cole Hodges. We'll have him back in action today calling Bathurst, Warren. And I can tell you the man formerly known as Bjorn Borg has a few good horses in today as well. So we'll be finding winners all over Australia, Warren.
Yeah, he's very versatile, that Bjorn Borg, isn't he? The Iceman and Wimbledon's, and he can still train winners as well. What a terrific terrific career he's had.
Good on Cole. Good luck today. Good calling. Race at number 5 is the first leg of the Quaddy at Pakenham today. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,000 metres. We can take out 4, 7, 8 and 10. Real feeling into odds on now. $1.95, Jagged Edge is at $7. Unicorny, $7 also. French Star, $8.50. Odds on favourite in the first leg of the Quaddy. Which way are you going?
I'd be surprised if Real Feeling doesn't drift a little bit. I thought she jumped out really well going into this preparation, and maybe the heavy ground played against her first up. Winkers are off and blinkers are on, and obviously onto a firmer surface here, and Josh Richards riding again and taking the 2 kilos off is a positive. But yeah, I think that's tight enough. I want 3 in the first leg of the Quaddy. Real Feeling's one of them, and she's got a great winning chance. I think the race has been depleted a little bit by scratchings, and that might have trimmed her price up a bit. 3 ahead of 1. Jagged Edge, who had excuses, pulling up sore first up. That was a much stronger race. Benchmark 78 taken out by Aqua Girl. Jamie Carr replaced by Kieran Quilty here, but no surprise, weighted at 67.5 here, so need to take something off. But I do think the horses up the top of the weights here just have the ability to be better than the majority of the opposition. Robin Todd's consistent. He's not necessarily a regular winner, but he was able to score last start. He likes synthetic tracks and he's fit and racing well, and I put 5 Unicorny, who gets the blinkers on second up in his next best. But I'm going a bit wider than the market in the Quaddy. Michael, 3-1-2-5.
3-1-2-5 in the first leg of the Pakenham Quaddy. Race number 6 is a 64 over 1,100 metres. Take out 1, 8 and 10. Sessions Road, $2.60 for Team Hawks is the favourite. Toorak Warrior, $6. Monterra at $6.50. And Yankee Lou, who Charlotte Littlefield gave a really good each way push to, is at $6.50. $2.20. The place, Warren.
Yeah, and I think Yankee Lou, as Charlotte will outline, will be off the speed and be strong late. And if they are making ground, he's going to be a threat. But I do think Sessions Road's the horse in this race that looks destined to go on to better races. The last start with the 1 preparation was a good, solid on-speed win. Looks to have trialled up nicely from a favourable draw. I think Sessions Road's the one to beat. 9 ahead of 4, Toorak Warrior, who's been freshened. He generally runs well then. He'll probably be back off the speed with Yankee Lou making a run at Sessions Road, which is likely to have a tactical advantage at the turn into the straight. I said Yankee Lou will be there, and I'll put 7, Monterra, who can improve here. The previous runs leading into the most recent run were good enough to at least be a trifecta first four play here and match to get a good run. Thought 9 was the one to beat. 4 and 11, the dangers. Next best, 7.
9 is the one to beat. 4 and 11, and then 7 in race number 7. It is a benchmark 58 over 1,400 metres. Take out 2, 5, 12 and 13. Blood, Sweat, Tears is the favourite. Josh Richards is the jockey, $2.10. Miet Star is at $4.40. Gal Ganthium is at $4.60. Demilitarised then is at $11. So there's only 3 under double figure odds here. And Blood, Sweat and Tears is pretty short with Josh Richards taking 2 kilos off at $2.10. Who do you like, Warren?
I'm with Blood, Sweat, Tears. He keeps trimming up. I much preferred it closer to 250 and even north of that. But look, he's a good talent. His runs last preparation were solid enough. He's had a little freshen up. The form around him's holding up well. And a recent jump out in between runs was just terrific. He had a real zest for it. He was riding the speed. He was strong on the bridle and he ran strongly through the line. I think that's a lovely jump out to go back to the races on the fresh side. And the 2 kilo claims a positive one. Clearly for me, he had a 6 minute start. First up, she might have had the pattern in her favour and she was ridden to suit that, but gee, she won well, controlling the speed. So her and Blood, Sweat, Tears may well control the tempo here and they're the two to run down. Galanthium, deep enough into the first racing preparation, so she had a good fight to win last start. This is obviously a rising grade out of that maiden victory. And 9, Paris Gem might watch it all unfold from an inside draw and be there to at least be a trifecta first four hope. But 1 and 6 clearly the key numbers, and I'm keen on 1 ahead of 6, 4 and 9.
1 and 6, the key numbers. 1 is the way Warren is keen there. The last race is a benchmark 58 over 1,600. Take out 10. All Tiara is the 440 favourite. Alfoil, $5. And then Port Royal from the Alex Ray stable is at $6. Once again, Troy Corson's this morning on Alfoil. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, yep. So he's going particularly well at the moment and has a liking for the synthetic. So he should run really well in what is a tricky little race.
Can we finish with the winner in the last? Do you like El Foil or All Tiara?
No, I'm working around them, Michael. If they win, I don't. And I liked the comment from Philip Stokes talking to you earlier on, just saying that if Pacific Rim is going to win another race, this could be it. Mm. I thought, sense of timing going into this race, third up on the home track, staying at 1,600 metres. I thought his trials going into this preparation indicated he'd improve. He's had two runs now. He had a tough run last start. He'll get a lovely run here, and he gets the claim. So I'm with him each way. Pacific Rim, 5 ahead of 4. Big Darrell, who I think will ride the speed and give a sight. He did so last start, was only grabbed late by Dominus, and I think that form line's strong for this, and with the quick back up here indicates that he's had a good week. 3, El Foil, I thought he was a slight risk after 1,400 metres last start, but he won well. He rises in grade, but looks like this trip will suit him. I can say that I got that wrong. And 8, All Tiara's had plenty of chances and not a regular winner, but getting the blinkers on from a good draw might be next best. And the market support indicates All Tiara's there to run well. I'm with 5 ahead of 4, 3 and 8.
5 ahead of 4, 3 and 8. All right, Warren, you had your eye in yesterday. Where do we go for the best and the play of the day?
I think Blood, Sweat, Tears, race 7, number 1, is the best, Michael, and race 4, number 10, Mashinka. Want to play her each way as the value. Trying a couple of skinny quaddies as a main quaddy and early quaddy today again. First of the main quaddy, first leg 1, 2 and 3. Second leg 4, 9, 11. Third leg 1 and 6 and home with 4 and 5. Then the early quaddy, first leg numbers 8 and 9. Second leg numbers 4, 8 and 10. Numbers 4 and 9, the third leg of the early quaddy. And the last leg of the early quaddy, race 4, home with numbers 4, 9 and 10.
Good punting today. Warren, just quickly, early thought on the Stradbroke final field out. I know barrier draws a little later. Did any runner catch your eye in what looks a really wide addition this year?
Yeah, I don't think Mr. Quickie's badly treated at the weights, is he, for a horse who's achieved what he's achieved and the firm ground, as Philip Stokes said to you, won't be a problem. And on the fresh side, he'll be there to run well. And we've seen Eagle Farm playing with to allow horses to do that. And Wild Planet was the obvious eye-catcher, I thought, in the Kingsford Smith leading into it. So I thought Mr. Quickie and Wild Planet on first thoughts were probably the two pre-barrier draw that would attract most interest from me.
Good on you, Warren. Best of luck today.
Thanks, Michael.